Father, we thank you for your word. And we pray that you would bless each one of us in the way that only you can. We pray you would speak to us and we can grow that bit closer to you. Amen. You know, there's a true story about a boy, young boy called Greggy, who used to play on the beach during the summer holidays. And he was really good at making sandcastles. He used to build whole cities of sandcastles. He was brilliant at them. But unfortunately, there were these bullies who would come along and they would kick them all down. It was very sad. Every day he'd make them, they'd come and kick them all down. And he wasn't big enough to fight back. There was nothing he could do. And then he thought of a solution one day. Rather than just building the sand castles like that, he could build them on a foundation with stones and different rocks that he found on the beach. And so when they came to kick them down the next day, they got a bit of a shock. Jesus said, I will build my church, built on a solid foundation. Does anyone know what Carl was going to preach on this morning? No, neither do I. That's okay. But, you know, we started to think about the Lord's Prayer last week. And actually, what we'd be thinking about this week would be, Thy Kingdom Come, the first bit. And I thought, actually, for a church anniversary, that's quite appropriate, really. Jesus said, I will build my church. And the very first thing when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Thy Kingdom Come. It's quite a dangerous thing to pray for, isn't it, really? Does it scare you a bit? Thy Kingdom Come, what does it really mean? Do we truly want it to happen on earth as well as in heaven? Praying for God's kingdom to come is praying for the growth of God's kingdom on earth. Praying for the work of the church, praying for people to come to faith. Yes, it means us being church, but also praying for those seeds to be sown and for people to come to faith. When we were taking part in the global prayer initiative, Thy Kingdom Come, we were challenged to pray for 5 people to come to faith, to keep praying for them. We were watching different little clips during Thy Kingdom Come on different weeks. And I can't remember who it was, but he was giving a testimony. If he prayed for 5 people, they'd come to faith. Now they were praying for 5 people. How the kingdom grows as we pray, Thy Kingdom Come. Jesus came to do 2 distinct things. To save the lost, but also to build his church. And the church he builds is, of course, built with people. In 1 Peter 2 verse 5, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. We are the church being built together like living stones into a living church. We've probably heard the saying lots of times before, the church is not the building, it's not the bricks that puts it together, but the people that build God's church. And so there are no people here, then there is no church. And the reality in 20 years' time, if there are no people here, there is no church. That's why the church is so important. In Ephesians 5:25, it tells us the church was so important that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. As we in that beginning of that reading that Christine gave to us, we read, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. And then God prompts Luke to write a second book, the book of Acts. Luke intended to tell of how Jesus would accomplish these goals, saving the lost and building his church. As a church, it's important, saving the lost, reaching out to those without a faith. We thought about that through Thy Kingdom Come, praying for those to come to faith. Keep praying for them. And if they come to faith, well, there's more people we need to keep praying for as well. In verse 3, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. How will these things be accomplished? God's kingdom coming. Is it scary that he chooses us to build his kingdom? He chooses to use people like us. Richard spoke 2 weeks ago about the mystery that God uses failures. I wasn't here, but I've been told about it. How God uses failures, the fact that he uses each one of us. Is that a mystery? But a privilege that he chooses to use us for building of his church. It's interesting what Jesus says to the disciples. He tells them to wait for the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit. He doesn't just say, look, go out and share your testimony. Let's get this church started. Wait for the work of the Holy Spirit. What does that tell us? Well, it tells us that it's all done through the work of God's Spirit. It's not done for us and our own efforts. It's the work of God's Spirit that builds the church. The Spirit was key to what Jesus wanted to be done. Jesus says in verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We will be his witnesses. Yes, Jesus uses people like Peter, James, John, Mary, Martha, all these people, but it's the Spirit of God at work in them. At work in them and working through them. Another verse we heard recently, when we were looking at Zechariah in the evening services, Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Accomplished by God's Spirit. Jesus said he promised the Holy Spirit would come to give them power. Without the Spirit, it's not going to succeed. We need that to be at work. We pray for God's kingdom to come on this earth. We're requiring the work of the Holy Spirit. Do we believe that same Spirit is at work in the church today, in this church and in the churches all around the world? Do we believe that same Spirit is still at work, can still do those things? If a church succeeds, if we can talk about in success in those sorts of terms, it's because of the Spirit, because of the work of the Spirit. I went to speak in a church once and they said, we've had a power cut this morning. So I said, oh yeah, it's fine. I didn't have a PowerPoint or anything like that. It's not a problem. I said, would you like a cup of tea? Oh, yeah, yes, please. Yeah, that'd be great. And they came back, we've got a little problem. We can't plug the kettle in. We forget the things we rely on. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, we can't do God's works without the work of the Spirit in us. God's Spirit needs to be at work. It's important that we pray and we ask to receive the work of God's Spirit, for his kingdom to come. It means praying for a work of the Holy Spirit. You know, we thought about praying for those people we want to come to faith. Are there people that you think about and think, could they really come to faith? I mean, they seem so far away. I mean, they're either so opposed to it, or they seem so comfortable in their lives, or they've got so many other important things. Maybe in an earthly sense, we don't think it's possible. But if God's at work, it can be possible. And it's important for us to remember, the burden isn't all on us. It's him at work through us. We can feel quite burdened by a lot of these things by thinking, you know, we look at the state of the world today, we look at our own nation, and every day on news there's more squabbling, more ridiculous things going on and being said. We look at those that we know and we think, can they possibly come to faith? And we just need to be reminded. We're called to be his witnesses, yes. But it's through the work of his Spirit. and these situations that seem so difficult and impossible through God's Spirit, through the work of God, they can change. Do we even believe that about our own nation today? I mean, read so many depressing things about statistics of church attendance and all these things. Do we believe that through God's Spirit, that can change? Through His Spirit being at work. You know, for us to be those good witnesses, we need to work at having the fruit of the Spirit. We've been looking at that in the morning services over the summer. Having the fruit of the Spirit. Are those things evident in our lives? Is that fruit growing in our lives? Jesus sent His Spirit to give His church power. Jesus also sent His Spirit for us to be better witnesses. We pray for God's kingdom to come, for people to come to faith, knowing that it has to be done through God's Spirit, but also knowing that we can be a witness. We can be a witness with our lives. Jesus tells His disciples, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." We all get the chance to be witnesses. God's Spirit works through us to help us be those witnesses for Him. And we can think our job is to share our faith, is it to preach our faith? And you might think, well, I'm not really somebody who, you know, goes around making a big thing of my faith and, you know, preaching the gospel to everyone. You know, we have those people who have that gift of evangelism. You know, we have gifted evangelists like, you know, Peter Gladwin. We're not all like him, which is just as well. I'm sure he'd agree if he was here. But you know, that's fine. We can all be witnesses just with our lives and with people that we meet. We're all different, but we all have those opportunities just to be a witness by living out our lives, by people seeing the fruit of the Spirit at work. It can have an impact on people's lives. People can see us as positive people. Our job is to be that witness and to allow the Spirit to be at work. And we pray for God's kingdom to come, for His will to be done. You know, you can just be a difference chatting to those in your family, those who live next door, whatever it might be. Just living our lives out in front of them can be a big witness. And all of us are able to do that. All of us are able to pray for God's kingdom to come and to be used. You know, Dwight Moody, famous evangelist and preacher, once said, "I do not know anything that would wake up Chicago better than for every man and woman here who loves him to begin to talk about him to their friends and just to tell them about what he has done for you. You have got a circle of friends. Go and tell them of him." I think we could change that today. I do not know anything that would make Newport, or wherever it is you live, better than for every man and woman here who loves him to begin to talk about him to their friends and just to tell them what he has done for you. You've got a circle of friends. Go and tell them of him. And of course, by telling people of him, it can just be our lives witnessing. Our lives witnessing and making that difference to people. As I said, we pray for five people to come to faith. And our lives can be so much of a witness in that. Praying that God's Spirit will be at work. You know, praying for God's kingdom to come is a real challenge. That can mean laying down stuff that is very precious to ourselves. It can mean coming out of our own comfort zone, doing things we're not comfortable with as individuals, or even as a church, doing things differently to how we're used to doing them before. You know, for some people that's easy, for others that's a real challenge, and quite a lot of it is a challenge to me. But the important thing is built on that rock of God's Word. We all think, you know, there's different ways of sharing God's Word. We've got Messy Church coming up this week. It's a completely different type of church service. Different craft activities, different talk, whatever it might be. But it's built on God's Word. That's the point. We have a group that goes into schools acting out bits of the Bible. It's sharing God's Word. It connects with the people that it's meeting. It's still God's Word. We can look at this church and all the things that have happened here over the years. You know, the building's changed probably. You know, different people have come in, different ministers doing different things. It's all good. But it's all been built on God's word. That's been central to it all. And that's what it must be in the future. We pray for God's kingdom to come, for him to be at work. God's kingdom to come on earth, just as it is in heaven. Pray for our witnesses, our opportunities to be a witness. Each one of us will have those opportunities this week to be a witness. Whether it's just a small conversation or a big conversation, God's in it all. God can use all of those things. God's message is the same. It says in the Bible, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We pray for God's kingdom to come, for him to be at work. You know, last week I mentioned a little prayer challenge. Can anyone remember what it was? Good. The church directory. Just reading through it. Even if it's once a week, once a month, whatever it may be. Just reading through it and praying for the different names. Even just saying them by name. Maybe you don't know anything about the people, but say them by name. Asking God to bless them. And another challenge for this week, another prayer challenge. These are all different prayer challenges. You can use them as much or whatever suits you best, but it's different challenges and ways of praying. Those five people that you are praying for thy kingdom come, keep praying for them. Whether it's once a week or however that fits in, keep praying for them. Don't give up on praying for them to come to faith. We pray for God's kingdom to come, and we can all be part of that. This church has been part of that over 130 or 131 years. And we pray that continues in the future. Praying for God's kingdom to come, for him to be at work. Are we challenged to keep praying for these people to come to faith? Do we believe in the Spirit giving us power to be that effective witness, of that Spirit to be at work in the lives of people? That Spirit to be changing lives. It's not us that changes lives, it's Jesus. Do we believe in that to happen today? We think ahead to this week and all the opportunities that we have in this church to be a witness. You know, there's people coming in through toddlers, through coffee morning, messy church, different opportunities and opportunities we have as we go about our daily lives, going to work, just going to the shop, wherever it may be, even on the phone. The opportunities to be a witness, to build that kingdom. We pray for his kingdom to come. Jesus says in Matthew 16, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Shall we pray? Father, we give you thanks for this church, and we know that it's your church. And we thank you that it is built on the promises of your word. And so, Father, we pray that we can be effective witnesses for you. We can allow your Spirit to work through us. And Father, we thank you for the work of this church and for all those that have gone before. Father, we thank you. It's all been built on your word. And as we look forward, we ask that you would continue to be at work. We can be listening for the work of your Spirit. And I pray for the challenges that each one of us faces, for the places we go to, and for those opportunities that we have to be those witnesses for you. Amen. I'm going to invite the musicians.